a local lad who's who's done very, very well, and it was fair to say that he needed his contract improved. Mm. He needed to be up in and around the rest of the players, and I thought that was only fair to him. And you can't get enough Gary Gardners around your club. Mm. Desperate to do well, desperate to succeed, and now, and it could be his time. You know, he's had a really successful loan period last year away from the club, and since I've walked through the door in the last 3 months, he's done nothing but deserve a new deal. What puts him in line with the rest of the squad, because it was fair to say that he was a bit below them.
Mm-hmm. And also, he's a player that's had to deal with some injuries in his time as well, and he's also forcing his way into the first team now, which is where he wants to be. Obviously.
Well, of course, that's the aim is, you know, he wants to play, and he's played in probably 70-80% of the games that since I've been here. So it was only fair that we reward the lad in the right way, because, as I said, he's one of them who's come through the ranks, you know, and wants the club to succeed. And as I said, you can't get enough Gary Gardners around your place because of his attitude and his willingness to learn, his willingness to work, and more importantly, he wants to stay here, which is always important.
Mm-hmm. On to Burton, Boxing Day, almost a sellout, if not a sellout. This is a real big occasion, also a real chance for you to get back-to-back wins.
Well, I don't know when the last time we had back-to-back wins.
Once.
Well, then that has to improve. Mm-hmm. If we're going to, in the second half of the season, that has to be, you know, the big thing. Can we then go and win 2-3? You know, that's the big carrot for everybody. But it tells you something when I'm here and that we're getting a full house. Mm. No disrespect to Burton Albion, but a full house is just quite remarkable for a team halfway up in the Championship to have 42,500 every box in the ground going is sold, I believe. It's testament to the size of the club and the support that we have, and if we ever need reminding of what a great club we work for, then we only have to look at the attendance on Boxing Day. It's quite remarkable.
Must be a huge advantage for you as well. Must give everybody a spring in the step.
Well, I hope so. Look, we've won away from home. There's a few shoots of recovery coming back, and I think people can sense it. I hope they do. And as I said, there's only a small few shoots, but we're looking positively in the right way, and I think the supporters are seeing it that way rather than negativity. They're seeing a little bit of, you know, that they're like enjoying what they're seeing because the team's winning again. Mm-hmm. And let's be fair, we haven't been sparkling by any stretch of the imagination, but we've been quietly efficient and we've won a few games, which everybody wants.
It's a little bit similar to the Wigan game, a side that was struggling coming to Villa Park, but your job is to put them to the sword, if you like.
That's always going to be the difficulty, because the last four teams who've been to Villa Park have all left one up front, packed the midfield, gone deep, and make it very, very difficult for you. And we have to expect that, because I think most clubs would be. That might be a bit different for Leeds. They might come to us, and I don't think Gary will change. But most teams have parked the bus, if that's the right quote. But it's something we have to overcome, something we've been working on the training ground to make sure that we can be a bit more offensive. Something we have to work on.
Cast an eye forward. John Codge has been very, very important for you, some of the goals that he's scored, and you know what's coming up in the new year.
Yes.
How much of a problem is it to lose him to that? And is that something that's forcing you into the market or not?
Well, I don't think it'll force me into the market, because the one area of the pitch where we're okay is strikers. Now, I keep seeing rumours that this one's going here and this one's going there. At the moment, it's very, very quiet, as you'd expect. Mm. The media is fueling everything, along with the agents and the game. We all know the game. So it's that difficult one. Jonathan Codger has been excellent. I mean, in the 11 games I've been here, he's got 8 goals, which is crucial. So, no, we don't want to lose him, but we always knew when we were signing him that he was going to the African nations. That is why it was imperative that we give and get Gabby in some sort of shape, which he has done now. Quietly and efficiently over the last 2-3 months, he's gotten back in condition. And, you know, I look at the young boy too, the young boys who are playing. You know, it's imperative that we try and tie up the boy Hepburn Murphy if we can, and he comes to attention if they're away. But I need him to sign a contract and commit to us first. And if he does that, then I'll obviously look at him breaching the gap. So, you know, I don't think I can go out and just get another centre forward because Codger's gone, because he'd be back in 3-4 weeks, and then you obviously got another one where we don't really need strikers.
How well prepared are you for what could happen in January? I mean, there are some players that aren't playing at the moment, most notably maybe Aaron Tischbowler. Would he be a player that you think
that's one where it's all agent driven,
right?
It's all agent driven. You know, the agent is ringing around every club saying Tischbowler is available for loan, and then the managers ring me and I tell them that's not the case. You know, he's only just arrived here. He's a young player who, for me, is not quite ready at the moment. But the last 2-3 weeks, he's grasped of what I expect from a midfield player. Mm-hmm. He's probably never played like that before. He's a young player who we will look at the end of the month if there's nothing happening. But I really haven't got any inclination to let him out on loan. Mm-hmm. No chance.
Okay, and in terms of your incomings, you told us that there has been one deal that's been verbally agreed. Is that still the case?
It's still the case.
2, 3, 4 more verbally agreed?
That's still the case. We're close to one other. I hope I can tell you in a week's time, but that would be disrespectful. So we have got one, definitely, that was verbally agreed. I can't see any problem in that one. One we're close to. And as always, now, in my ears, I know everybody gets excited by transfers and incoming people, and January is very difficult. And I'm the type who I won't just bring in for the sake of it. They've got to improve us. They've got to be better than what we've got. Otherwise, we don't improve. And it's very easy to bring 5 or 6 in and at the same level. And that doesn't do anybody any good. So if there's somebody who can improve the team, then, as we'll say, we'll try and act. But as I said, January is always, always a very difficult market.
Just a bit about Burton again, Steve, that they've been dreadful on the road, but very good at home. Does that add to the pressure, you know, because you'd be expected to win the game handsomely?
Well, the one thing they'll do, if they've got anything about them at all, which I'm sure Nigel Clough team has, is they'll relish the challenge of coming to play in front of 40-odd thousand at Villa Park. I mean, what an occasion on Boxing Day. I mean, everybody enjoys Boxing Day. I know there's a big clamour for stopping the league and all the rest of it, like Europe does, but Boxing Day, to get out and shout and ball for your team, big huge full house. I'm sure Burton will rise to that challenge too, so I don't really take any notice of it, because these records and dismal records are always broken, aren't they, somewhere? So let's hope we're at our best and we can get the result which everybody wants.
I would imagine there's a lot of their players won't have experienced anything like 42,000 getting at them. So the fans can play a big part.
Well, it just shows you what football is. It's a wonderful success story, Burton, down the road. You know, and they've been managed by some very, very good managers. And Nigel now and all, he knows what he's doing. They're making a fist of it in the Championship against all the odds. And it'd be a big, huge occasion for them. So let's hope they don't come and spoil the party.